Welcome to the Tony and Ryan podcast. My name is Ryan. This is Dr. Author, best-selling Dr. Author and award-winning author, Tony Lodge. Congratulations.
Thank you very much.
We are about to call Sarah, who is a Melbourne tarpa, a local Melbourne tarpa.
Sazzy in Melbs.
Sazzy Wazzy.
Sazzy Wazzy.
Yep.
Sarah?
Yeah.
Oh, g'day, Sarah. How you bloody going? It's Tony and bloody Ryan.
Yeah, I'm all right, mate. How are you?
Yeah, we're bloody good, mate. Yeah, 10-4.
What is that?
Well, Sarah's in Melbourne. I thought we'd do an especially Australian one.
Yeah. Sarah, what have we interrupted you doing today?
Cuddling my cat in my bed.
Oh, in your bed with your pussy. Nice.
Yeah.
I bring mine wherever I go. Yeah.
Yeah, exactly. Just a little cuddle time, you know.
Nice.
And what are you studying at the moment, Sarah?
I'm doing like IT.
Is that because you aspire kind of boring, to be a smart boy fun. Like Torbs, like
yeah.
Tony's boyfriend?
My boyfriend does IT, I think.
Oh, yeah, exactly.
Oh.
Yeah, I just want Tony to fall in love with me, so.
Well, it's already happened.
Yeah.
See you soon. I'll be in bed later. I'll grab some milk on the way home.
That's good. You bring yours. I've got my pussy here.
Sarah, will you approve today's podcast?
Of course, yeah.
Legend.
Thank God.
Yeah, no, yeah. I'm just going to escort myself
out. We're in a relationship, Sarah. Imagine if you said no.
Hi, I'm Sarah from Melbourne, Australia, and I approve this podcast.
This episode is brought to you by Visit Williamsburg. In Williamsburg, Virginia, there's never too much of a good thing. Whether you're a foodie, a golfer, a history buff, a shopaholic, an outdoor enthusiast, or a thrill seeker, you'll find what you came for here and more. So ask yourself, what is it you want? Discover Williamsburg and plan your trip at visitwilliamsburg.com.
A lot can happen in 3 years, like a chatbot may be your new best friend. But what won't change? Needing health insurance. UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage that lasts nearly 3 years in some states. Learn more at uh1.com.
All right, coming up today, I think we've had victims of medical comedy.
We have.
Today, I've got an accidental medical comedy, as in the person making the joke, I don't think realized how funny.
Drop some gold?
Yeah, so we'll get to that soon, and ooh. I think you'll enjoy it. But first.
Are you okay?
But first. After 7 years together, a boy and a girl have broken up. Sad, but I guess these things happen.
7 years. Oh, that's like having to split up couches and shit.
Yeah.
Do you know
that's
like,
real shit.
That's like, yeah. Oh, we bought that TV together. Who gets the coffee machine? Yeah.
The boy thought it would be nice to give like a breakup present. Is that weird?
Oh, like I guess if you break up on... like it's amicable, it's good terms, and it's like, oh, we're just really different now and it's just not really working, whatever. I guess like, I don't know, it seems like an odd.
Yeah.
Am I about to find out what the present
is?
I think that's going to affect it.
He bought her a self-help book called Fall in Love with Yourself by Angel Gaudia with a handwritten note that said, I know you don't love me anymore. Love yourself instead. And I think he thinks he was being nice. Oh. I feel like he thinks he was being nice and smart and wholesome, but I.
Ryan, could you please share with everybody your number one rule of life?
Never, ever assume a lady's pregnant unless you can see a baby coming out of her.
And even then, maybe just give it a fucking moment.
Yeah.
And don't ask anything. And maybe help instead of asking them. So when's your baby due? So right now.
Yeah.
My second rule of life that I would like to,
add to the list,
yep. May I please make a, submission to please. The rule of
we
life.
We are taking submissions.
Do not ever buy someone a self-help book.
Yeah.
Ever.
Yeah.
You actually legally should not be able to do that. There is no way. That is all right. Even whether you think you're being nice or whether you're actually being like a little bit of a mole about it, Do not fucking buy someone a self-help book. Not okay. Absolutely not okay.
Do you remember when you were going to see a therapist and you're like, oh, Ryan, what should I ask him about? And I was like, I can't answer that.
Yeah, this is not, that's on you, mate. Okay. Yeah, right. Yeah.
Well, now I'm nervous from what I'm about to bring up because it seems your stance is pretty clear on this. So,
if you've got a fucking book in your pocket, I fucking swear to God.
It's called How to Actually Look Good with a Fringe. But
wow, actually, you've chosen fucking violence.
Yeah, no, but,
wow.
I was expecting like, it depends on the book. Okay.
No, go.
Should I continue on with the story?
Yeah, go.
Okay, cool.
Yeah. As you were.
There's a book I think you'd appreciate.
Mm-hmm.
But the title is pretty
aggressive.
Yeah.
Okay.
Bit of backstory between Tony and I. For the last few weeks, we've been having this ongoing conversation about, like, is someone born with just natural talent and a genius?
We have been talking about this a lot,
Can you just be born as a genius with natural talent, or can anyone become great at anything if they train, practice, study enough?
Yeah.
Like this kind of hypothetical.
Yeah.
And then we've just been having this rolling conversation.
Yes, we have, yeah.
This book by Ryan Holiday. Let me just give you a quick synopsis.
Okay.
This book discusses people with natural talent and early success. It contrasts how some leverage these advantages as motivation to continuously learn and improve and eventually become world-class athletes, political leaders, and industry-defining CEOs.
Okay, so pause.
Yep.
Because that's my stance, is that, like, I think that people have natural abilities at things and they use those
take
to propel.
Yeah.
Because you go, fucking do life on easy, babe. You know, like if you have a certain affinity for something, why wouldn't you try and follow that?
Yeah. So every person in the book does have an early talent.
Uh-huh.
Conversely, some other people with early talent are actually impeded by their initial success because stuff comes so easy to them, they fail to see the value in lifelong learning. Because, like, well, why would I study if I'm already kind of good at it?
Oh, see, I believe the first one, but I think I'm that one.
Yeah. They rest on their laurels, failing to fulfill their potential or achieve their intended goals.
I think that's
now. It's not that self-helpy. It's more of like a history book going, here are some examples of how it went this way. Here are some examples of how it went that. Like Howard Hughes, the aviator, you know, the movie The Aviator?
No.
Well, he was really smart, but he was like a...
The Titanic?
No. Also had Leonardo DiCaprio playing the lead role. That is coincidence chat.
That's amazing.
But he was so overly confident that he didn't keep learning and improving and it turned out to be a bit of a tyrant and, like, just sort of
worked out.
So does this sound like just an interesting book?
Yes.
Considering we've been chatting about this.
I would
I said, more of a history of, like, here are some great stories about some great world-class people.
I would think that was interesting regardless, but the fact that we have been having this, like, rolling conversation of this exact topic, I think that's okay.
The book is called Ego is the Enemy.
Oh.
And how the fuck can I give that to anyone without looking like a passive-aggressive fuckhead?
Yeah.
Like, how do you give that book to anyone?
Yeah.
So, Tony, there's this book you might get something out of.
Yeah, you might really learn this.
It's called Ego is the Enemy by Ryan Holiday. Mm. Here you go.
I mean, it's better than, like, weight loss for dummies or something, is it?
Weight loss for carb lovers.
Yeah, like microwave cooking for one. you know what I mean?
Yeah.
They've got different kind of energy, don't they?
Oh, but it's still an energy, though.
It is. It really is.
I'm not saying
is.
There's not worse, but I am saying it's not good.
But you know when, like, people talk about self-help books and they always, like, the enemy is you, or what was the one that you gave in the example? Love yourself and whatever.
Yeah.
That's a swing. That is such a big swing to give somebody else.
Yeah.
Like, that's like booking someone therapy session on their behalf and going, just thought of you.
Just went
to my therapist and thought of you.
I actually think you'd like the book, but do with that what you will, and please take it in the way that is intended.
No, but we've been talking.
But can you see
about
why that was an issue? If I just sent you a link and went, oh, by the way.
Yes, because, that is.
Why do I even think, not because you're a Kindle guy.
I am.
But, like, who's going to read that book on the train? and everyone sees you holding this book that says ego is the enemy. Imagine walking on the train and go, that guy's obviously a fucking.
Yeah. Like, yeah. And even all those like management books that have like crazy names as well.
Yeah. Oh, can I tell you this story?
Please.
It's so embarrassing.
Oh, then yes.
There's this business strategist called Richard Koch, mm-hmm. who actually coined the 80-20 principle for those playing along at home. Right. He's like a management consultant. He's written lots of books on management and strategy.
I think you've talked to me about him before, yeah.
Yeah, so he wrote this book which basically had people like Margaret Thatcher and Nelson Mandela and Steve Jobs.
Oh, yeah.
And basically said like, with these people that lived in different generations and did different things, they all kind of have these four or five things in common, which I was like, oh, that's kind of interesting. They both had this and they both did this in their childhood and whatever.
That's kind of the same vein of what we're talking about.
Yeah.
Like, oh, I was exposed to really successful people and that made me, you know.
So let me just look up. I want to get the title of this book right. So
oh, no.
The book is great.
It actually sounds really good and you've talked to me about it before, I believe.
It's very interesting, but the book is called...
The book is called Fuck.
The book is called Unreasonable Success and How to Achieve It. So Bridget gets into the car the other day and like
your phone's connected to
Because I'm playing it on Spotify with the audiobook and it comes up and she goes, what are you listening to? And you know how all audiobooks sometimes can come across a bit weird?
Yes.
Like when you pull up in the lights and someone's listening to an audiobook.
Oh, it sounds like you're trying to quit smoking with hypnosis. Yeah.
So Bridget just hears this. And how they became successful was the mindset of. Yeah. And she just goes, what? Is everything okay, mate?
Literally. It sounds like a self-help tape to like, hypnosis for.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. So.
It's hard to explain that one away, isn't it? Yeah.
So in conclusion. Where are we at with giving book gifts?
I would love to receive either of those books and I would forgo the title. However, a proper self-help book such as
Weight Loss for Carb Loves.
Tummies or whatever, though. You know that series of books? Yeah, no, absolutely not.
I watched my wife watched and I was in the room. Isla Fisher in Confessions of a Shopaholic.
Oh, I haven't watched that movie in years, but I have seen it, yeah.
So she's a massive shopaholic, has heaps of credit card debt, and then she gets a job as a journalist at like Good Savings magazine, which is about how to like save money. And she goes to the bookstore and gets Saving Money for Dummies. And then she copies one of the articles and the editor goes, oh, not your best work. It's as if you've just like ripped it out of Saving Money for Dummies. And she's like,
is that like every influencer with Be Kind in their fucking bio?
Yeah.
Hi, it's Sarah from Melbourne, Australia, and you're listening to Tony and Ryan.
Massive shout out to a few of our champion tappers over at our Patreon. This is only a couple of our champion tappers, but all Patreon members are scrolling along the bottom of the video show at the moment. But Christina Toole, thank you so much, Christina. Tonya Grimke, thanks, Tonya. Cy Monk, love that.
That's Sophie Monk's sister.
Yes, it is, yeah. Lahaina Hippolito, Abby Rodder, and Maddie Piazza.
Maddie Piazza.
Maddie Piazza.
Maddie Piazza.
Thank you very much for being part of Patreon.
Why did you do a ball fondling gesture when you said...
That was supposed to be a like, Mamma Mia.
Oh, because you
But yeah,
like
it's like me tickling the balls.
Yeah.
Mm. Sorry.
If you're watching the video show, you can see that. Don't keep doing that.
Well, you've seen me do it before. Oh, no, normally it's too far away for you to see.
What?
Could you see your balls? I don't know. Yeah, I don't
you
have
look
any.
Down. You know how dogs can't look up? Humans can look down.
Dogs can't look up?
No.
What?
Dogs can't like look up, especially your dog because it doesn't have a neck.
Yes, she can.
Can she look straight up without putting her butt down and moving her whole person?
Well, like, I don't know if without sitting, but she can definitely look up because she looks up at me.
There's only so far they can, like, look up. You're a human. I'll remind you, you're not a dog. No, she's just leaned back and gone, no, I think they can.
I reckon they can. So I've realised how fucking ridiculous I would have looked just then.
Oh, okay. I've just Googled, can dogs look up? And it says, dogs can, in fact, look up.
Wow, God, the internet's got everything these days, doesn't it?
While it's true that their ability to look up isn't quite so pronounced as their human dog owners, as we've just seen by Tony Lodge, yep. Dogs have the ability to look upwards. The idea that a canine friends can't look up is simply an urban legend, and you're a fuckhead.
Yeah.
According to chasingtails.store.
That sounds like a dating website.
Chasing Tails? Imagine if you thought it was a website and you started making all these purchases and all these dogs turned up.
Yeah.
All these bitches turned up my house.
Sorry. All these bitches turned up. That's really That's really funny.
I'm actually hilarious.
So as you might have seen for today's episode, there's a story here called Torbs is a comedic genius.
On our sheet, yeah.
My boyfriend Torbs is he doesn't think I'm funny at all. And that's okay. That's his choice.
Bridge doesn't think I'm funny either.
And that's fine. That's why we found each other.
It makes more sense for Bridge because I'm not funny.
Yeah, I agree.
Yeah.
I've actually just bought you a self-help book. It's called How to Be Funny.
Yeah.
Yeah. Can you imagine if I walked in and gave you that?
I think.
Hey, mate, saw this and thought of you.
I don't know why, but the word actually makes things sting a lot harder.
How actually to be funny. Yeah. But my boyfriend Torbs, like, said something the other day, and it wasn't really funny, ha-ha.
Mm.
It was funny weird.
Okay. Which is Torbs' area, to be fair.
Yeah. As we all know, I'm a little bit of an overthinker at times, but my boyfriend Torbs is very easygoing. Like,
yes.
He's a real go with the flow kind of person. Whereas, like, I'm a die on this hill person.
Mm.
Like, I say crazy stuff and then people prove me wrong and I go, oh, okay, great. And then the next time I talk about it, I'm like, okay, cool.
Well, that's not dying. Isn't dying on the hill just backing it in hard?
Because
you're a flopper.
But I back stuff in hard. But then if someone goes, oh, no, dogs can look up, I go, oh, great, okay.
Well, that's the opposite of backing in hard. That's good, though. That means you're open to new information.
I am, but I do go, like, I'll take what I know and I'm like, no, I know what I know.
Okay.
Whereas Torbs, he's very go with the flow. And if there's something he doesn't understand, he's like a big Googler.
Yeah, I'm a Googler.
Like, and he like is learning all the time.
So it turns out dogs, right?
Yeah, see, with your new information, you backed right off. That's great. The other day, my boyfriend Torbs is going to get his hair cut. We've heard some updates about my boyfriend's toe. He injured it a few weeks ago.
Yeah.
And he's on the Birkenstocks at the moment, doctor prescribed. But he's dipping his toe, pardon the pun, back into shoes.
Sorry.
Very funny.
Sorry.
I read How to Actually Be Funny,
Someone has read the book. Yeah.
Yeah.
That is actually quite hilarious.
Thank you. Write that down before I thought that'll do all right.
Yep.
And it's getting really cold in Melbourne. Like, it's pissing with rain. I don't know if you've heard it today while we've been recording the podcast. Like, it's pissing with fucking rain. And he's like, oh, he goes to put his Birks on and then he goes, oh no, I'll pop my shoes on.
Yeah.
And I was like, just wear your Birks.
Mm.
Like,
it's fine.
What are you doing? Like, will your toe be okay if you're wearing shoes? And he goes, oh, I can't wear Birks to the barber.
We get bits of hair and stuff.
That's what he said.
Yeah.
I was like, yeah, you can wear Birks to the barber. And he goes, I quote, I'm going to read this verbatim. This is what he said.
Please.
Birkenstocks at the hairdresser gives me the spooks. It's what he said. And I was like, what?
Yeah.
And he goes, oh, the hair flying around. And this is crazy. I cannot believe you
Absolutely.
Just gave the exact same reasoning as he did. What the fuck? Grow up.
Birkenstock.
Grow the fuck up. Grow up. Sorry for yelling. Grow up.
How
to grow up for dummies. That's what I'll get you for Christmas.
How hairy are your feet, Tony Lodge, that you are just so immune to having hair flopping around on your feet? They're going to the barber, and keep in mind with guys, it's not like big chunks, it's like little like.
Yeah.
So, and all that little ending up on your bare feet. That's fucking disgusting. I wouldn't have used the word spooks. I would say Birkenstocks at the barber gives me the heebie-jeebies.
Oh, that, I think that's equal levels of spooks,
which is
quite
funny.
Thank
you. But he is 100% correct. And the fact
that's crazy to me. I overthink everything. I wear sandals to the hairdresser all the time.
Yeah, but is it different for girls because you're not getting little...
But, like, my fringe is, like, a little... But also, as soon as I leave the hairdresser, I have a shower.
Oh, that's too much. You're high maintenance.
Because otherwise the hairs, like, are stuck on you.
Oh, so you do understand.
No, but they're stuck up here. Because
the thing about going to the, yeah.
They're stuck up here or on your face or whatever.
Yeah, and then gravity exists and then it falls down and what's on the bottom?
Oh.
Feet.
No. Nah, that's.
You're arguing the same point.
That is high maintenance to me. Oh, Sophie?
Aren't your feet propped up on, like, a little stool?
They are.
Out of the way of the.
There's normally like a little footrest and the cape guides the hair down to the ground.
No, because the thing about Torbs and I is we're not 5'2" and the cape doesn't reach the ground when we're wearing it.
Will take on that information.
So your cape probably gets right down to the and has a nice little cutoff. But for us, it's like probably barely knee.
Oh, no, like my cape covers me like an old woman's dress.
Yeah, so we've got exposed shins in the barber.
Mm.
In fact, I would go as far to say is that shorts is maybe a stretch too far at the barber for the same reason.
That's high maintenance.
Because then it falls on your thigh.
No. I won't pay that.
And what are they going to get the little, like, what do they call the little brush? And they just start brushing your bits?
It's a brush.
Yeah. and you're like, no, put pants on. Pants and shoes at the barber at all times.
No.
In fact, I wouldn't let someone in the barber if they had shorts on.
What?
And that's coming from a guy that's gone bare feet to a nightclub.
How did all your skin not rip off on that sticky floor?
Maybe it did. You've got 7 layers of skin on your feet. I'm pretty sure that's a fact. I would rather go barefoot to a nightclub than to a barbershop.
No, that's crazy
town.
And that
is the number 3 rule of life.
No, I can't cop that. There's no way. I wear sandals, like little like slides or Birks or whatever, to the hairdresser all the time.
Gross. Show me your feet.
And you know how before you said you've got hairy feet, I actually started shaving my toes in year 9 because a girl told me that if you've got hair on your toes, it means you've got pubes. I didn't want everyone to know that I had pubes. So I started shaving my toes and now they're so hairy because, like, you know when you shave something, it grows back like 80 times fucking thicker?
Yeah, I know, mate. Check out this face in my arsehole.
Have you ever shaved your asshole?
Nah, just for practicality reasons.
Yeah, well, like, because you know when it starts to grow back, though? It's so spiky. That
surely it'll just tear the shit out of
it
your inside.
It hurts so, it gets like really itchy.
Yeah.
It's the same if you like, well, it would be the same if you like shave your ball sack, whatever.
Yeah.
I reckon. Yeah, it like gets itchy on the way back.
Yeah, but the thing is that because your butt closes, it would like rub.
The friction.
Oh,
yeah. And you like butt mucus.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Butt mucus.
You know how like your butt sweat and all that.
Oh,
anyway.
Yeah. I know sweat and mucus is a new thing.
Mucus is just a yuck word, eh? Mucus.
Yeah.
Anyway, I think though, as soon as you leave the hairdresser, you have a shower because all the little hairs on you and stuff.
Do you have an apartment at the shopping center?
No, but I would never get my hair done in a shopping center.
Oh, righto. Excuse me.
Just because, like.
Where do you go? France.
They're the options.
Yeah.
I fucking shopping just center, cuts France. At a fucking supermarket.
Yeah, I didn't realize Just Cuts had a little DIY ensuite for you to just tidy yourself up and shower.
Oh, well, we all know about the ensuites at a hairdresser, mate. Fucking, I wouldn't be bringing those up. I would not be bringing up a fucking ensuite at a hairdresser.
Also fair. That is also
fair.
You
know what I'm saying?
That is also fair.
Oh, well, I am flabbergasted that you are on Torb's side with this. I honestly cannot believe that.
Let us know in the comments, and I think you'll find that Torb's and I are onto something.
Fucking colour me surprised.
I'm actually just going to need a moment just to like decompress.
Decompress?
What?
Luckily you're wearing sneakers. Facts were flying around. What if they got stuck on your feet?
But actually though.
That is so silly. Like I get it. I respect it. But that's too much.
I've got to love to see it here, guys. I think I'm going to struggle to sleep this weekend. Don't look at your phone. I'm turning you a text.
Okay. I never do.
It's a photo. Yeah, I'll be
don't
sure to reply.
Read the message I sent you, okay?
I'll get back to you in 3 to 7 years.
Can I look at it now?
No.
Okay.
No one knows your body like you. Maybe not for treatment, but you know when you can just like feel something's like not right?
Totally, yeah. Like a gut feeling, do you mean? Yeah.
So a lot of doctors.
Yeah, they're real quacks.
Is that where that's from?
Or is it because they're always giving you a bill?
Is it though? I hope it's not a real thing and we're just pissing ourselves and everyone's like, no, that's what it's called. And
oh,
it's
my
like,
God.
Tony's invented the funniest thing ever. No,
it was in the book. Can't actually be funny. Page 3. Oh, my God.
Fuck me. Anyway, doctors are encouraging people to trust their instincts. If something's not feel right, go see the doctor.
Good.
Now, Tarpa Nick, who is not Dr. Nick, by the way, I just want to be real fucking clear.
You know?
There was a sign at his local medical center encouraging this theory and mindset, and have a look at it. And read it out when you see it. I think you can. Please read it out. Just a reminder. This poster at the doctor is trying to encourage people to trust their instincts about their own body.
I'm going to throw up. I'm actually going to throw up, I think.
Please read it. Everyone keep a straight face. Everyone, you listening, straight face. Thank you.
The best doctor is the one inside you.
Tarpa Nick says, every time I see that sign, I imagine Tony Lodge saying, and I've always said that.
If I wasn't going into fucking heart fucking arrest, cardiac arrest, I probably would have said it. Oh, my God. Oh. Sorry. The quacks got me and then I was just downhill from there. All right. That's amazing. Thanks, Nick. Oh, fuck.
We might need to just cut that all out because is that actually accurate? Because quack is actually shortened from the Dutch word quacksalver.
No, I prefer Tony's method. And whatever alternative methods, I always agree with Tony.
Yeah, I agree.
She's done her own research.
I have. I'm actually a doctor, so fuck you. I've got to love to see here from a listener of our podcast, a Tarpa, a fellow Perth Tarpa.
Fellow Perth Tarpa.
Dry heap.
Driest.
Amy messaged on Patreon and said, Tony, I have your love to see it.
Please.
My daughter, Charlotte, just got her P's down at the Kelmscott driving centre. I'm so freaking proud and had to share. Yep. I got my P's at the very same. That's where I passed my learner's test. It's like Kelmscott's my hood.
Yep.
Took me about 5 goes.
Actually.
That's okay. I think Charlotte got it on her first go, but congratulations. You'll have to see
Well done, Charlotte.
Drive safe.
Were you a road rager during your tests or did that come on later in life?
That's come on later.
Okay.
Nah, I just got so nervous every time. Like, and I just
my
first
one.
Oh, yeah. I just kept freaking out.
I ran a red light.
Oh,
it's actually just up the road from where we are now.
Really?
Yeah. Because you know when you, like, got your license and it's, like, there's a bit of orange in it and you go, oh, fucking yeah.
But you're also, like, when you know how to drive, you, like, know the road better.
Yeah.
Like, do you know what I, like, you
Although
actually.
You know how I yell out, I'm doing it!
Yeah, I still do that too.
Yeah, so it was one of those. But so it turns out in real life, maybe, but in your test, like, you probably should just, like, fucking stop at the red light.
Yeah.
I didn't do that. And the guy was like, okay, just pull over here to the left. And I was like, oh, but aren't we going to the right? And he's like, pull over to the left and get out of the car.
Yeah, and I'll be driving back to the dealership. Yeah, and he did. And it's
the saddest, slower dealership.
Oh.
Do you do your test at
the Audi dealership?
Yeah. And you've passed. Great. I'll take the A4.
And I'll take the one. Yeah. They go, yeah, if you crush it, you have to buy it.
Yeah,
and I'm
shame,
like, okay.
Shame.
But congratulations. That's awesome. Like, remember how excited I was getting my license. That's awesome.
Well done.
Sorry, we've really taken a turn.
Have a good weekend,
have
everyone.
Have a great fucking weekend.
Hey, I got a late recommendation just for the weekend.
Late recommendation?
Because it was big about a month or so ago, but I don't know, I just haven't got around to watching The Gentlemen.
Oh, yes. Loving it. I haven't watched it yet.
I've only watched 3 episodes, but I love it. Oh, it's great.
The thing about an early recommendation, though, is that sometimes shows start really strong, then drop off a bit. And so sometimes I watch 3 episodes of a show and I'm like, fuck, that's so good. I've got to tell everyone about it. And then I watch the last 5 and I go, fuck, what have I done?
My recommendation is the first 3 episodes.
That's a great amendment.
You make up your own mind from there. But
the first 3 we can attest to.
Yeah. So get around it this weekend if you have nothing else to watch.
Have a great weekend. We'll see you Monday,
maybe.
Love you.
Fucking hell. I'm never going to a doctor's or IKEA again.
IKEA?
Hardly know her. The fucking guy from yesterday.
Oh, fuck. Yeah.
So I gotta, all these dicks. I piss myself, I gotta leave.
All right. Love you.